Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has questioned the finance ministry's plans to cut VAT rates. The European Commission has criticized the Czech Republic for restricting EU nationals' political rights. And a large exhibition of graphic artist Bohuslav Reinek opens in Prague. The Czech finance ministry's plans to cut the two existing VAT rates by 1% to 20% and 14% respectively in 2016 have not been approved by the coalition parties and would have an disproportionate impact on the state budget, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said on Wednesday. Mr. Sobotka's remarks came in reaction to the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes report on Wednesday, which revealed details of the plan. The finance ministry also plans to introduce a third 10% VAT rate next year that would apply to drugs, books and baby food, which the Prime Minister said was a reasonable compromise. The European Commission announced on Wednesday it would continue its proceedings against the Czech Republic along with Poland and Latvia over the country's restrictions of EU's nationals' political rights. Under Czech law, citizens of other EU member states are not allowed to join a political party or form their own and are at a disadvantage to local citizens when exercising their rights to stand as candidates in local and European elections. That is contrary to EU law and goes against the principle of non-discrimination on grounds of nationality, according to the European Commission. The Czech Republic and the two other countries now have 2 months to address the issue or face proceedings at the EU's Court of Justice. In related news, foreign nationals who moved into the Czech Republic in the past 5 years are perceived as problematic by 60% of Czechs, according to a survey by the CVVM agency released on Wednesday. Meanwhile, some 32% of people who took part in the poll said foreigners did not present a problem on the national level. Locally, however, foreign citizens are perceived as problematic by 25% of Czechs. The poll also found that some 70% of Czechs believe foreigners permanently residing in the country increased unemployment. 65% said they contributed to rising crime levels, and 57% of Czechs suggested foreigners presented a health risk. Around 10,070,000 people in the Czech Republic, or 10.2% of the country's population, suffer from some form of disability, the Czech Statistics Office said. Since 2007, the percentage of people with disabilities has increased by 0.4 percentage points. However, the average period during which people suffer from disabilities has shortened from 13.6 years in 2007 to 12.4 years. The figures, based on patients' registers, also suggest an increase in the number of people with innate disabilities. In 2007, 12% of disabled people had been born with their handicap, while this year it was 14%. The average mortgage interest rate dropped to a historic low of 2.93% in March, according to an index compiled by the Fincentrum advisory firm. It is the lowest average rate since 2003, when monitoring began. In March, nearly 8,300 clients took out new mortgages, which was around 2,500 more than in the previous month. The overall volume of new mortgages grew last month to 13.8 billion crowns, some 4.3 billion more than in February. The decrease in rates has been fueled by competition among banks and could continue for months to come, an analyst for the Fincentrum firm said. A large exhibition of works by the graphic artist Bohuslav Reinek opens at Prague's Waldstein Riding School on Wednesday. Entitled Reinek, A Genius We Were Supposed to Forget, the exhibition presents some 80 graphic pieces by the artist, who lived in seclusion in his country house until his death in 1971. Heavily influenced by Catholicism, Reinek's work was not publicly displayed after the 1948 communist takeover. His first exhibition under communism was held in 1964. The Prague Retrospective, organized by a Czech advertising company and curated by Reinek's granddaughter Veronika, runs until the end of July. Hockey player Tomáš Slovák, bike rider David Babiška and former cyclist Jan Smolík received the Czech Fair Play Awards on Wednesday. Škoda Plzeň defenseman Slovák was honored for admitting to the referee he had deflected a puck out of play during the decisive match of last year's playoffs finals. David Babiška, meanwhile, assisted an injured rider during last year's Dakar rally. He called a medical helicopter and waited with the injured Italian biker until it arrived. Former cyclist Jan Smolík, who won the International Peace Race event in 1964, received an award for his lifetime commitment to fair play principles, the organizers from the Czech Olympic Committee said. And in football, the top Czech division club Slovan Liberec have fired manager Jaroslav Šilhavý. The 52-year-old coach's contract with the club was to expire at the end of the season, but owners dismissed Šilhavý after they learned he was planning to coach regional rival Jablonec. Šilhavý joined Liberec in 2011 and won the league title with the North Bohemian club the following season. This year, Liberec is ranked fifth in the Gambrinusliga with 4 runs to go, 26 points behind leader Sparta. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days should be a little warmer, with overcast skies, occasional rain and daytime highs reaching up to 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.